CSI in the World with Cleo Pascal of the Foundation for the Defense of Democracies. I'm John Batchelor, and we have Antony Blinken, the Secretary of State, saying the right thing in Tonga, saying economic coercion is China's weapon, political warfare. They also straight up bully. And we go to Papua New Guinea, where two events are at hand. Cleo's teaching me this map, and it's amazing how when I see someone show up, I go, Cleo told me this was going to happen. Not only is the Secretary of Defense, Mr. Austin, making the first visit to Papua New Guinea ever by a Secretary of Defense, but landing at Port Moresby, I believe, but also within these next days, we have the announcement from Paris that the President of France, Emmanuel Macron, will be visiting Papua New Guinea along with New Caledonia, the Polynesia, the French Polynesia, and one other. So there's a great deal of attention to these crowded waters. Cleo, is it a good thing that Austin is there? Does that strengthen the U.S.'s hand in the political contest at Port Moresby?
I think it does, absolutely. It shows commitment. It also shows a level of bilateralism. These countries, this isn't to denigrate, you know, our colleagues in Australia and New Zealand, but these countries want a direct relationship with the U.S., a direct line to the U.S. They don't want to pass through proxies. And, you know, Papua New Guinea has a larger landmass and a larger population than New Zealand. It has billions and billions and billions in natural resources. It is a serious country. It's very complicated. It has a lot of problems. It's highly strategically located, and it doesn't want to pass through what it sees as kind of smaller countries, frankly. It wants to talk right to Washington. So what happens, as you know very well, when you get a visit, like a SecDef visit, the entire bureaucracy of defense, but also state, needs to get up to speed on what's going on in PNG. So it's a big education project for the diplomats, for the support staff, for the control officers. So it means that there are going to be a lot more people who understand Papua New Guinea, and they're going to be talking to more people inside Papua New Guinea. So ideally, what that'll mean is if there's a problem, there are more people in PNG who can pick up the phone to more people in the U.S. or vice versa to try to sort out problems.
Papua New Guinea is also the ambition of the president of France. I ask a question that seems logical. France is an ally of the United States, a member of NATO. Does Paris coordinate with Washington about this concern of economic coercion by Beijing? Is that a conversation?
So some of the best analysts on Chinese coercion actually are French. And there's a very influential paper written by a French kind of academic team about coercion. And one of the main authors of that paper is now France's ambassador in the region. He's in Vanuatu and he's covering the Solomons. So they have some very, very good people on the ground. And they are concerned about their possessions. As you mentioned, they have quite large possessions. New Caledonia was a World War II base for America during World War II. And French Polynesia is very large. And if you're China and you're transshipping from China to Latin America, French Polynesia is a very convenient location to go through. So they have a role to play. The French are look out for the French, and they have their own relationship with countries in the region, including countries like India or Indonesia. They do a lot of defense sales. So they have a footprint. They have very smart people on the ground. And this is, I think, an indication that in Paris, there might be starting to look to leverage that a little bit more.
And what happened in the Solomons, which was a switch of allegiance, and now what you'd have to say is very difficult ground for Australia, the U.S., or even for anyone to to work in the Solomons now that China's shown up. Is that something the French also worry about, the same model in their part of the Pacific? We have about 30 seconds.
Yes, we do. And in fact, the Prime Minister of Solomon Islands just came back from China. When he landed in China, he said, it's good to be home. And when he came back from China, a week is a long time for a prime minister, he said, you know, if there are problems with civil dissent in my country and Australia and New Zealand are slow to help me respond, China's just a 9-hour flight away.
Cleo Pascal, a senior fellow for the Foundation for the Defense of Democracies. Secretary Blinken says the right thing. And now we watch to see what happens in the Marshall Islands, Micronesia, and Palau between now and the end of September. This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.